Welcome to the next Q&A for trauma healing and life counseling. In this video, I will answer question number 10. So it is about Q10. First, I will read your question completely, and then we go through each part of it. How do we know if our partners want to deepen or not? Is it through sensing or asking the partner to commit to this deepening? And what to do if our bodies are saying no to being physically intimate with our partners? Yeah, interesting questions. We start with the first part. How do we know if our partners want to deepen or not? Is it through sensing or asking the partner to commit to this deepening? First of all, we can directly experience that if our partner actually is talking about himself or herself. So if we do honest sharing and your partner is doing the same, which means that you hear something from his or her internal state, which is the mind, the emotions, or the body sensations, then you are already doing the honest sharing as it is meant to be done. If it is not clear, or if you are not clear about that, if your partner really wants that or not, you have to ask. It is not about sensing. This is absolutely not the way how to clarify that. Sensing, this is the level of a small child or baby. It has not the capacity to get in contact with words, with dialogue. So it has to sense. This is the primary way of interacting with the surrounding, with the mother. And later on, in the baby, in the growing child, the capacity to get in contact, to communicate with the mother, is being done more and more through words and abstract communication. So behind this idea of sensing is most of the time the lack and the courage of direct communication. This is what typically the merging structure is trying to do. Instead of directly asking or directly saying what's going on, he or she tries to sense, just to avoid the direct confrontation. But this is not the way in the grown-up world. It makes no sense, actually, because we can talk. We can interact by precisely giving the information about what's going on inside of us. So to make this clear, sensing is absolutely not the way of the grown-up world. So please don't do that. Instead, if you are unsure, ask the partner. Just ask, are you actually interested in deepening our relationship? Do you really want to share your emotions? Do we want to heal? Do we want to heal together? Do we want to deepen our relationship so much that we both can be transformed and be healed from our developmental and attachment trauma? Do you want that? And the crucial point is not that your partner is capable of doing that or does it perfectly. That's not the point. The point is if he or she has the intent to do that. It's about the intention. It's not about perfection. So if you hear from your partner that he or she wants to do that, that she or he or she has realized that this is the way, then you can practice day by day and the transformation will happen. But if the answer is not clear, you have to ask again until it is really clear what your partner wants or not. It is possible that your partner just wants to have fun and party and distraction. Yeah, it's possible. Then you have to look for someone else. Otherwise, you are in a you are basically still in a setting of your childhood. You need a partner. Really, you need a partner who does want that too. Otherwise, there is no progress. So, to make it short, just ask your partner if you're not clear about that. Next part of your question, and what to do if our bodies are saying no to being physically intimate with our partners. Well, it's not the bodies that they said, because the bodies want physical contact, physical intimacy. It's the mind that projects danger, and that leads to the perception or to the idea that the body doesn't want that. As long as they are questioned like this, there is something in the mind that is not communicated. This is really important. It's not the body. All the problems come from the mind, from projections of danger. So what is going on there is that you project danger if you come close, physically close to another body. And this, of course, has to do with your early experiences. So there might be an unconscious connection between danger and physical intimacy. And then you say your body says no. And no, your body doesn't say anything. The only one who can say no is your mind. And maybe you say, well, what if the body of my partner is not attractive for me? It is the same thing. It looks like that. It may look like that. But actually, there's no difference, because it is not possible to be attracted to a partner only from a part of him or her. If you find yourself in a situation, for example, that you feel close on an emotional level and you don't like the body, this actually cannot happen. It's part of the early experiences that you have to stay away from physical contact, for example. And of course, there's the other way around. This is usually more the case for men. They say, oh, whoa, this girl or this woman has a hot body. I like the body, but I don't like this emotional and relational stuff. This is exactly the same on the part of the man. And also, this is not true. It is not possible. It's just because the man suppresses parts of himself because of early experiences. So whenever you find anything in your partner, or you think that there is something in your partner you don't like, or you have to keep away from yourself, then it's important to talk about that, to bring that in communication, to talk about what is going on inside of you. For example, my mind says that your body is not attractive. Yeah, that sounds crazy. I know it sounds crazy. We don't do that usually. And of course, a relationship must have a certain stability to be in honest in such a way. But if you don't address that, it will not be dissolved, and you will find it in the next partner if you separate. You find the same suffering in every partner as long as you don't talk about it, as long as you don't tell the truth. And actually, it's not the partner that is not attractive. It's a blockage inside of you. And you will see that your partner will look different as soon as you have completed the communication about everything that is inside of you. This is a difficult and hard process, and it will destroy the egos on both sides. And what that means and how the world looks like after that, you have to experience that. You have to risk that. Risk that and find out if I'm saying the truth or not. So again, to make it short, the problem is not outside in your partner. The problem is inside your mind, your subconscious mind, that projects danger to the partner. And this may come distorted into your consciousness as an idea that the physical body is not attractive. What I say is, if you are attracted to a partner, the partner as a whole is attractive for you as soon as you have transformed all your blockages from childhood.